Welcome back to Grateful Moments, where we carve out a few minutes each day to nourish our minds and hearts. How are you feeling today? Are you carrying the weight of expectations, maybe feeling a little judged by your own inner critic? I know that voice, the one that whispers doubts and compares us to others. But what if I told you there's another voice, a kinder, more compassionate one waiting to be heard? That's what we're diving into today. Self-compassion, its crucial role in mental health, and how to cultivate it as a daily practice. Because let's face it, life can be tough. There will always be challenges, setbacks, and moments where we stumble. The difference lies in how we treat ourselves during those times. Do we berate ourselves, replay mistakes on loop, or succumb to feelings of inadequacy? Or do we offer ourselves the same kindness, understanding, and support we would give a dear friend navigating a similar situation? Think about it, how often do you catch yourself being your own harshest critic? How many times have you said something negative about yourself that you'd never say to someone else? This harsh self-judgment, this constant need for perfection, can take a toll on our mental well-being. It creates a cycle of stress, anxiety, and even depression. But here's the beautiful part. Self-compassion is like an antidote. It breaks that cycle by reminding us that we are human, flawed, and beautiful all at once. It's about recognizing our struggles without judgment, acknowledging our pain, and offering ourselves gentle support. Imagine yourself facing a difficult situation. Would you scold yourself for feeling overwhelmed or simply acknowledge those feelings and say, "This is tough, but I'm going to get through it"? That simple shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. So how do we cultivate this beautiful practice of self-compassion? Here are a few steps you can take today. 1. Mindful awareness. Start by simply noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When that critical voice arises, acknowledge it, but don't engage with it. Observe it like a cloud passing by, then gently redirect your attention to something positive or grounding. 2. Affirmations of kindness. Treat yourself as you would treat a dear friend. When you make a mistake, offer yourself words of encouragement instead of harsh criticism. "I learn from my mistakes," or "It's okay to not be perfect," can work wonders. 3. Self-care rituals. Make time for activities that nourish your soul and bring you joy. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 4. Gratitude practice. Focus on the things you're grateful for, big and small. This simple shift in perspective can create a sense of abundance and contentment, helping to counteract feelings of self-criticism. 5. Physical touch. Give yourself a hug, run your hands through your hair, or take a gentle massage. Physical touch can be incredibly soothing and remind you that you are worthy of love and care. Close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath in, feeling the air fill your lungs, expanding your chest. As you exhale, release any tension you're holding onto. Feel your body relax, sinking deeper into the present moment. Imagine a warm, golden light surrounding you. This light is filled with compassion and understanding. It envelops you, soothing your worries and replacing them with a sense of peace. This light represents the power of self-compassion. Let it flow through you, reminding you that you are worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness, always. Remember, dear listener, you are not alone on this journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your strengths, and embrace your imperfections. You are enough, just as you are. As you step into the rest of your day, carry this feeling of self-compassion with you. Let it guide your actions, your words, and your thoughts. And remember, every moment is a fresh start, an opportunity to choose kindness, both towards yourself and others. Go out there and shine bright, my friend. You've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.